Joel Demby joins us. He is a Tennis Canada ambassador, also a former Paralympian and a Parapan bronze medalist. Joel, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Now, when did you win your bronze medal?
I won it last August in the summer in Toronto, and it was a fantastic time to do it in front of my family and friends. And it was a great way for me to end my competitive career and now go into coaching and obviously helping out promoting tennis across our country.
Now, when did you start playing tennis?
I started playing tennis when I was 13 years old, and I started around my neighborhood. I grew up outside of Hamilton, Ontario, and there were a lot of neighborhood courts. I was lucky, so I just picked it up. All my friends weren't in wheelchairs, and we were able to play, and it worked really well, and it's exciting, it's fast, and competitive.
No, that's great. I love it. So now you're an ambassador. You're also coaching. Now, I'm assuming you're coaching Paralympians. Are there more kids that interested, who are in wheelchairs who are playing tennis now than when maybe you started?
I think it varies. I think there's so many options, just like in any able-bodied sport. There's a lot of options out there in terms of what sport you want to get into. But I think with this recent success of Jeannie Bouchard and Milos and Vasek, it's nice to see that. And I think whether or not you're in a wheelchair, you definitely want to represent your country and try to get to that level. So I think it's helped. And we do have a lot of juniors now across Canada that are picking up the sport. It's really exciting.
Okay. Now, coming up this Monday is Winterfest 2016. How can people get involved?
Well, what they can do is basically grab rackets. We know a lot of people do have rackets in their garage, in their closet, wherever. Go outside, grab a friend, grab a family member, pick up some balls, and yes, play tennis outside in the middle of February. And I know that that can be probably challenging in Edmonton, but just basically we want people to show their, I guess, how hardcore of a fan they are of tennis, and to post their photos using the hashtag #WinterTennis, and they can do that on Instagram and Twitter. And basically there's prizes, and basically you can play the sport anywhere, whether it's your driveway, backyard, any open space, basically, as long as obviously you plow the roads before you go out, because we want people to stay safe.
Now, are any local tennis courts getting on board with this and clearing the snow so people can go play at those courts?
Well, any information regarding tennis courts and where you can play is available on tenniscanada.com. And there are available spots to go out and play, but even if you don't have a spot, you can basically go in your own backyard and hit.
Okay. Now, I'm curious about coaching in tennis, especially for Paralympians. What makes you successful? Obviously, it's different than able body, of course. Like, I'm sure reaction time is the same, but how is the game different in a wheelchair?
Well, I think that's what makes wheelchair tennis so amazing, is that there actually aren't a lot of differences between able body tennis and wheelchair tennis. The only major difference is that we get a second bounce. But basically, tennis is tennis, and there's angles, there's drop shots, lobs, all of those same things that you see Milos or Jeannie do, you can do that in a wheelchair. Obviously, we get around a little bit differently, and you do have to learn how to maneuver in a wheelchair while hitting a ball. So it can be definitely challenging to start out, but once you get the hang of it, it's awesome.
Now, you're using your wheelchair. You're obviously switching hands, because if you're going with if you want to go to your left, you probably use your right hand on the wheel, I'm guessing, to turn to go that way, and then vice versa. So upper body strength to be a Paralympian tennis player has to be huge.
Oh, absolutely. The training that you have to do both on and off the court is can be excruciating, because you're using your shoulders, your back, your arms. And actually, we use a racket on one hand. So we're wheeling with the racket in one of our hands and hitting and then going back to wheeling. So you definitely need to play a little bit of a balancing act. And yeah, there's no racket switching of any kind. And if there was, that would be pretty amazing to see.
Oh, so you got to keep your racket in one hand. You can't switch hands.
Exactly. I mean, your dominant hand, I'm right-handed. That's the racket hand I use. And you want to basically play on that side, just because you can obviously hit a forehand and a backhand. It works really well.
Okay. That's interesting.
You got to see it. Check it out.
Yeah, I will have to check it out. I've played sledge hockey, and I've watched it before. I always thought it was pretty good, but it's like anything until you play it. And I'm sure for anybody with an able body, you sit in a wheelchair and try to play tennis, suddenly the game, your respect level, I would assume, naturally would go up significantly for it. Obviously, you played at a very high level of tennis. You watch people like Milos and Jeannie Bouchard and Pospisil, and just kind of how the growth of the game. And you look at Milos Raonic, who unfortunately got injured in the Australian Open and might have won that and went to his first ever final. What have you seen different or improvements in his game?
Well, from my perspective, he's moving around the court so much better. I mean, you just see how he's tracking down these balls and just the length of the rallies now. It's fantastic. And obviously, he still has that incredibly dominant serve, the best on the tour, in my opinion. And, you know, there's no reason why he can't get to number one in the world and eventually win a Grand Slam. So we're all hoping for that.
And once again, this Monday, anytime, all day, of course, in Edmonton, it's perfect because it's family day. It's a day off. Everybody will be relaxing. Get outside. And where do they send their photos to win prizes?
Basically, send it to #WinterTennis. And they can do that on Twitter or Instagram.
Joel, we really appreciate it. Best of luck.
Thanks for having me.